This.
There we go. And Dave's here too. Hey, Dave.
Hey, sorry, I was having trouble logging in.
Yeah, it kicked me out the first time and I logged in the second and it seemed like it was
Yeah,
okay.
exactly.
Yeah, I had that same problem.
All right. Okay, it is 7:02, May 19th, 2021. Let us call this regular meeting of the Willmar Planning Commission to order. And the first item on our agenda, of course, is calling to order. The second is reviewing the minutes of the last meeting. I've had a chance to look those over in the packet that Alex emailed out to us earlier. Making the assumption that everyone else has had a chance to review that as well. Any additions, corrections, subtractions? Hearing none, I would accept the measure to or motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting.
So moved.
Oh yeah.
There's a motion by, was that Christina or Steph?
Yep.
Christina, motion by Christina, second by Justice, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thumbs up or what have you. Motion carries. Next item, the all cap conditional use permit. Alex, take it away.
Mr. Chair, do you mind if I introduce Alex, reintroduce him as a, in his new role?
By all means.
You know, for the record tonight, we have Mr. Alex Rao, who has joined us as an intern. And, you know, with the search for a new planner, his internship has actually blossomed into, you know, some full-fledged planning work. And he has been working very hard and filling the role exceptionally, I want to say. So I hope, you know, you all embrace him and give him your support. And, you know, he's been putting these packets together. He's been putting some CUP packets together and answering zoning questions. And he's just been doing a fabulous job. So with that, I hand it off to Alex.
Thank you, Dave. So the first thing we have on our agenda is the all cap CUP conditional use permit. The applicant is Stephen Vossen, owner of All Cap LLC of Willmar, Minnesota. The applicant is requesting a conditional use permit to house a manufacturing company making temporary reusable covers for construction of and manufacturing on property as described as follows. The part of Silverson Outlot line south of Highway 12, the westerly boundary line between 173 feet south, southerly borderline of 297 feet, and the easterly boundary line of 159 feet to the city of Willmar. The property is zoned general business and the use of limited production requires a conditional use permit. All setbacks, lot size, and width standards are met. The existing structure will not change. I spoke with Mr. Vossen of All Cap LLC. He described the manufacturing process as basically a couple of sewing machines and that there would be no serious change to the structure in itself. It is formerly a lawn care building.
All right. And there are some pictures enclosed in your packet, along with the application itself. I've got it pulled up on the GIS on my other screen. Recommendations from city staff are approved conditional use permit with the conditions that the use shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times. Any discussion, commissioners? Seems pretty straightforward.
Oh, we have to first open the public hearing.
Oh, that's correct. At 7:06, we'll now open the public hearing for this conditional use permit. Thank you. Good catch, Alex. All right. As we were saying, any other discussion? Nope. Very good. All right. And seeing as there's no call or comment from the public regarding this conditional use permit, we shall now close that hearing. And at this time, I would accept a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Stephanie graciously makes a motion and Justice follows a second. Okay, before we have a vote, we need to read the findings of fact. This commission finds that the conditional use plan review with such conditions as the commission shall determine and attach conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance and is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. Number two, that there is no factual demonstration of substantial appreciable negative impacts on values to properties in the neighborhood from the proposed conditional use plan review. The conditional use plan review will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community. Number four, that the conditional use plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding properties for uses permitted in the district as zoned. Five, that adequate utilities, access roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Number six, adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety in the public street. And number seven, the conditional use plan review will be designed, constructed, operated, and managed in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area or neighborhood. All right, this is a roll call vote, I'm assuming. Yes. Alex, if you care to make the call.
Sure. Commissioner Martian?
Aye.
Commissioner Sleek?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kimplin?
Aye.
And Commissioner Walker?
Aye.
There we go. Unanimous. Motion carries. Thank you, everybody. That was relatively pain-free. Moving on then to, never mind, we're good. All right, moving on to our fourth agenda item, Matthew Timoney Minor Subdivision. Alex, if you would give us a little background on this one.
Sure, the applicant is Michael Laidlaw from Overcomers International Fellowship of St. Cloud, Minnesota. The applicant is requesting a minor subdivision to split the property into two parcels for the property described as follows. The first addition to the town of Wilmer, lot 13, lot 14, address is 1619 and 1621 Trot Avenue Southwest. The property is currently zoned R3, low density, medium multifamily residential. Two houses currently sit on the property and the subdivision would place each house into its own parcel. The property is currently non-conforming. A shed is sited on the property line, and the property owner, Laidlaw, has expressed that shed will be moved off of the property line in the future. Each lot would be at 7,500 square feet, which is below our minimum lot size. Wilmer's minimum lot size for R3 is 8,500 square feet. So our recommendations are to approve the minor subdivision with the following conditions. I should adjust that. The minor subdivision is approved contingent upon receiving a variance from the Board of Zoning Appeals. The use shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations at all times. So they will need to follow through with a variance because of their because they are below the minimum lot size for their zoning district. We have a number of these non-conforming houses where two houses sit on one property throughout the city of Willmar, and we're just going to bring these up to conforming status by doing this.
All right, and this is right on the corner of Trot and 7th Southwest.
Alex, did you also want to mention the November?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did do a lot split, basically very similar to this one back in November. Very similar stuff. We didn't have the shed issue, but we also have the lot size being smaller, and they did have to go on and get a variance as well.
Mm-hmm. Seeing as they are two separate houses, then there's no issues with any kind of split utility or water access. I think that was the other house that we had that they had. But like I said, these are just two. They already have their own services, so there's no need to worry about that.
Yep. And they will both be continued to be owned by Overcomers International Fellowship. They're I don't know if it's a halfway house or a rehabilitation program based out of St. Cloud. They have a couple of properties in Willmar and central Minnesota. But after the fact, both properties will be continued to be owned by Overcomers International Fellowship.
Are they currently being used for their intended purposes right now?
Yes, they do have residents going through the program that reside there.
Okay. But that's not going to change. We're just really looking at purely a rezone. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, question. I asked, is this an effort to, in the future, expand?
I do not know what his intentions are.
Build it up more.
I don't know what his intentions are in the future. I think he's just getting this up to modern standards. I think maybe potentially to sell in a future date, but none of that was expressed to me as anything happening in the near future.
I mean, just seems weird to just be like, I want to give the city some money.
Yeah, I can't tell you his full intentions. It didn't seem like.
I mean, it's not relevant. Anything. I'm just just didn't make sense to me.
Right.
Oh, we should have opened a public hearing for this one as well, too. So, at 7:15, we will open the public hearing for the conditional use permit for the Matthew Tumini House minor subdivision. If you want to pay twice, I guess that's great, you know, more.
Yeah.
All right. I'm guessing that just there haven't been, I haven't necessarily heard of any sort of parking issues regarding any kind of traffic. I don't imagine there's a lot of in and out vehicle traffic there anyway. So, and that's not going to increase or decrease the number of residents. So, all right. Any other discussions from the commissioners? Dave.
Sorry.
Okay.
Commissioners first.
Jeffrey, go ahead then.
Alex, is these the only two lots that are R3 on this block? I would guess the other ones are street residential. Were they zoned R3 at one point in time to accommodate these group homes?
I'm actually not sure off the top of my head. I don't have a zoning map with me. I can pull one up quickly.
Yeah, I'd say, because there's several apartments over there, just kind of in that area over there, like not just on Trot, but on like 6th. I mean, like going down to Minnesota, there's several.
Yeah, the remaining, all the other houses on this block are all just straight residential that I know of. So I just was curious. So that's all.
Okay, sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, there's another commissioner.
Oh, sorry, Steph.
No, okay. So I am fairly familiar with Overcomers, and one of the tenets of their sober living program is to do the next right thing. And if they're going to try to instill that in their residents, then they want to make sure that that is part of their own tenet. So that's why they're going to pay the city twice, just to do the right thing.
Yeah. There we go.
One question, is this a shared driveway?
Yes, it is.
It does appear, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does that impact the way that the property is treated at all?
In the event of a sale of one to a different owner, they might have to come up with an agreement, yes, but we have no clue what their long-term intentions are. So,
okay. My guess is they would only intend to expand in Willmar. They've got several houses in town, so. Okay, thank you.
Do we know which parcel, which property the driveway is going to be included in?
Mr. Chair, typically with shared driveways, they are split right down the middle and ownership is by both. And they do end up, they don't usually have a formal agreement, but the neighbors do have to come to some sort of a, understanding of who's going to plow and how they're going to plow and that sort of thing. And so a lot of people do kind of veer away from these sorts of properties. They're very common, not just in Willmar, but all over the state. And I personally wouldn't buy a house with a shared driveway, but there are a lot of people that do. And but yeah, it's just split ownership.
Yeah. All right. Dave, yes, go ahead.
So, I like the fact that they've come forward and want to split this because it does make the properties more valuable, and that in turn makes it more valuable for the city. This property is actually more valuable split than it is as a combined double house. It's easier to transfer to other owners. So it's just, it's a better deal for the city overall. Secondly, I think if my recommendation, Alex, if you don't mind, is that I would add a third condition that to make sure that, to ensure that they actually do move that shed off the property line.
Sure. All right, Steph.
I have one more question. So the house number is currently 619. And the proposed, both houses share the same number, is that right? 619?
No, one is 619 and the other is
21.
Or 619.
That's not,
I think it's 621.
619 and 621. Okay, sorry. So the Google is showing me that 619 is on the corner, and then the middle house doesn't have a number. So I was just curious how that numbering system would work. If 621 would come before 619, or you're going to mess up the garbage man.
Yep. No, they are both individually numbered, 619 and 621. That would not need to be changed.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, any further discussion? All right, nothing else. At this time at 7:21, then we will close the public hearing for the Matthews Humanity House minor subdivision conditional use permit. And I would accept a motion to approve this CUP with the following conditions: that the conditional use permit is contingent on that variance, that use shall meet all applicable local, state, and federal rules and regulations, and the shed that is mentioned in the description will be moved off of that property line. There's the motion. Is there support?
I'll second.
Okay. There we go. Stephanie and then Justice with the second. All right. Another CUP, so another findings of fact.
This is a plan review. This is a minor subdivision. We do not need to read the findings of fact.
Okay. All right. It had CUP on the bottom of the.
That was my typo.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Strike one, Mr. Rao. No.
My first time. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. So this will be can we do a roll call or a voice vote? I'll with this one.
It's a roll call.
Same roll call. Okay. Feel free to lead us on then.
Okay. Commissioner Seat?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kimpling?
Aye.
Commissioner Walker?
Aye.
And Commissioner Martin?
Aye. There we go. Motion passes. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we have successfully plowed through our agenda tonight to number 5, miscellany, if anybody has any other items. Mr. Ramstead.
So Alex will be doing this for the next 3 months. He will be returning to start grad school in September or late August. And so he will be driving the meetings, and I will attend just as I am now and chime in as you allow me to. For our next meeting, we actually have some pretty big items. We have a Block 25 CUP. We have the Skylark Mall Charter School, which is very exciting. They're going to take a large portion of the Skylark Mall. And then we have a suite living apartment complex across the street from Bridgewater College. I apologize for them all kind of train wrecking into the same meeting. It's a good thing to complain about this, having all this development in town. But that's kind of the agenda for the next meeting, barring any additions.
Jeffrey.
Dave, that school, that charter school, is that the one that was originally talked about at the KEC?
I'm sorry.
You said Skylark Mall for that charter school?
Yep.
Didn't that originally come out as they were looking at the Candy Entertainment Center for that?
Yeah, they were. And I don't know when exactly they made the transition and negotiated this deal, but it just sort of all of a sudden landed in our office.
Kind of makes more sense anyway, but yeah, I'd never heard of that Skylark before, so I was just surprised. So, okay.
All right. If there's no further items to bring, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Unless you want to hang out here all night, I mean, we can do that too. So, all right. Motion from Justice. Is there a second?
Second.
From Terry, motion and second. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
And we stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.